Welcome to episode 112 of Motherhood in Hollywood. My guests today are the incredibly funny, talented moms from One Bad Mother. They're going to be talking to us about their live shows coming up in New York and Los Angeles and the new book they just wrote. For all you One Bad Mother fans out there, now you get to have one of their books and their comedy in your living room or your bedroom or wherever. No judgment. Anyway, here we go.
Hello, Mama.
Grab your popcorn and goobers. It's time for Motherhood in Hollywood with your host, Heather Brooker. This is a crude prude's perspective on being a full-time mom in showbiz. She's not a perfect mom, but she can play one on TV. Hold on to your butts. Here's Heather.
You guys, I have landed the mother of all podcast guests today with my guests, Biz Ellis and Teresa Thorne. They are hosts of One Bad Mother. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
I am so thrilled to have you both on the show because I feel like I have a lot of questions. So I hope you're ready.
Oh, okay. Good. Let's we like it. We love questions.
Yeah.
Are you ready to
Especially
be here?
Biz.
Yeah. Are you ready to be here for 3 hours with answers? Because I'm a sharer.
No.
Nope.
I'm sure my daughter is in the other room right now. I bribed her with some snacks and her favorite cartoon. So I'm sure at some point she'll come wandering in here wanting to be fed again.
Yeah. Well, that's fair because those are both need to be picked up in like 40 minutes the other side of town. So we're all good.
Ladies, first of all, let's talk about your podcast. You have really found a niche here for and really set the bar in terms of like funny mom podcasts. Tell me, let's just go back to the beginning. Where did this all start? Why did you guys decide to do a podcast?
Well, I had Katie Bell and realized there was just nothing out there I could relate to as parent per se. I mean, there were like one or two blogs that I was like, oh, that person doesn't seem to be doing that great a job. but I enjoy what they're doing. You know, but that makes me feel good. Right. Like I feel normal.
A good job as a parent.
Yeah. Like they just seem struggling like everything. Good. Yeah. Okay. Not as a blogger. Yeah. They're doing a great job
Your
as a blogger.
Kind of sucks, but I'm still going to read it.
There really weren't that many podcasts out at that point. Time. And I was just like, I don't feel cool as parent. And I feel like that's missing that, like, where is the blog or the podcast that says, you know what, it's all right, that this is really hard. And that, you know, like, I felt like there was a weird balance. You either said it was awful, either there were voices out there saying it's so awful, I never should have had kids. Don't you all agree with me how they've ruined my life? Or the other side, which was like this perfection, this like, totally unreachable for me, perfection. I felt like there had to be a middle ground, but I had a baby, so nothing was going to happen. My husband made me a really cool t-shirt that said, I felt the same way about mom wear shirts for moms. These don't make me feel cool, because there's nothing really cool about being a mom according to everything. Mm-hmm. And so my husband made me a shirt that said One Bad Mother, and I said, I want something out there that like is the same vibe as this shirt. And we moved to California. We were living in New York. We moved to California, and Teresa and I were introduced to each other by our husbands who knew each other, and both of us had little kids and were like, we don't want to make new friends. It's hard.
It is hard. And,
that takes so much effort. And so we met up and we started walking and talking. We started like walking once or twice a week and talking about parenting stuff. And I kind of knew what I wanted a podcast to look like, but I realized that she and I were having such good conversations about parenting and not at all agreeing on everything either. We were like we were not the same people, amazingly. And yet we were having discussions about things that the internet says will destroy a family. So, and we weren't. We were still doing great. We were still friends.
We were the first sample of oh, it doesn't matter if you do stuff differently from the way your friends do it. Like,
you can still be
friends. You don't have to like judge your friend as a parent because they're doing something differently from you. And you don't have to feel bad that you do it a different way.
Huh.
That was actually a real
discovery.
Like, enlightening moment for us.
Yeah. So I told her about the podcast idea. And her husband, Jesse Thorne, runs a network of podcasts, which is convenient for me. And he thought it was a good idea. And as we were leaving that meeting, I said to her, this is going to seem like an inappropriate time to ask you, but do you want to co-host it with me? And she said, maybe, I don't know. I have to think about it. Fair enough. And then she said, yes. And we like literally have been getting to know each other on this show over the last like 4 years. Like, we didn't come into this like friends for like who people who've known each other for years. Like,
right.
A lot of times we'll bring questions in to talk about and are truly shocked at each other's answers.
What do you think it is about your show though that resonates with people? Because it is so popular. I mean, you guys have a great fan base of supporters who love your show. What do you think it is that people like about it?
I guess I would like to say it's because we like each other and maybe that comes across. Mm-hmm. Like that we really aren't the same two people. And I think it can be really helpful to hear people coming at parenting from different voices. Mm-hmm. We also try to bring in different voices because Teresa and I are really such a one voice in a sea of thousands of different ways to raise your kids. Mm-hmm. And we've really worked hard to be really honest and not lie about stuff.
I agree with that, all of that. And I also think we've tried to make the show, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it, like a safe place for parents where we kind of promise like we're not going to make you feel like shit. Like, we're not going like, and our book is like that too. Like, we really think that everybody who's like trying is doing a great job.
Right.
Like, we don't, you know, we've admitted like we kind of actually really like being moms. Like, we're not going to lie about that, but we also really struggle with things like guilt and, you know, feeling like we're not doing the best job or feeling like we're kind of like miserable sometimes. And is that okay? And so we're really, you know, we're open about like the harder things about this, but we're not going to deny ourselves like the achievements either.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to feel good and like high five each other when we do something that makes us feel great as a parent. And so I think, I don't know, for me, like the reason, and maybe this is why people like listening to the show, the reason I like coming back every week to record the show is I feel like I'm going to be supported here. Like, nobody is going to tell me like, oh, you should never have.
I can't believe you did. What? You put your baby in a drawer.
It seems like it would fit. It seems like a good fit for a baby.
That is legitimately how where people put their babies to sleep a long time ago.
Yeah.
Has there ever been any, like, what's been the hardest topic that you guys have tackled? Anything that was like, oh, I don't know if I want to share this or, you know, is this too personal and that sort of thing?
I think anything about relationships, like with our partners, like, or anything about, like, we've done in-laws, we've done sex, we've done like resentment with your, you know,
partner,
person that you chose to have children with.
Yeah.
And I think any time, you know, we try to be really open and personal about our, you know, our own experiences on the show, because the show is really about us. It's not about our kids. It's about us.
Yeah.
But there are some things that, you know, it can be, you have to be really careful about, you know, not harming our relationships outside of the show.
Right.
Man, I will say,
I throw my friends under the bus I just talk some serious shit about people on my show.
We do say the top of our show that
that's
if,
why I have
if
it.
You hear us talking about another parent,
it's
we're probably
you.
Talking
it's probably
about
you. Just assume it's you. Probably you. I will say the one topic, this is my favorite thing, the one topic that wound up being the most difficult for us or surprised me as the one that got like real serious real fast for us was crafting.
Oh yeah.
I am not joking. That was like, we have covered sleep, you know, sleep issues and breastfeeding and all these things. They're like, again, will tear your friendships apart.
Yeah.
But I come in and be like, let's talk about crafting. And we're like 5 minutes in and Teresa gets upset. She was crying because she fucking hates crafting.
Oh, and no.
And I just was like, oh, my God, you're right. It was such a one that I thought, well, who doesn't like to fix things? And, like, Teresa's like, I don't like fixing things.
I don't either.
For my kid. But it was such a great moment,
and it's
too.
Like, but that's, like, intense. Like,
yeah.
That's where we took it because we were like, that is actually, like, why does it matter
right.
that I don't like doing this? Because it makes me feel like I'm a bad parent.
Right.
Well, I think like because we are in an age of motherhood and of parenting where everybody's on Pinterest. You know, the crafters make it look so easy. And then when you've got someone who is not artistically inclined in that way, because I fall in that bucket. I can act circles around anybody. But if you ask me to glue popsicle sticks together, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. But like I feel the same way about crafting. And I've always said, I really hope that my daughter does not want to craft or paint with me ever. And you know what? She does. She loves it. She loves it. And of course I'm like, welp, there goes, that's my biggest mom fail is always. And there's such pressure because you see so many people with their beautiful crafts and their ability to make things out of, you know, sticks and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so they're really good at it.
They're really good at it.
But we aren't. And that's okay.
Yeah. And that's okay. It is okay. I just don't write about those things and I just sort of pretend it doesn't exist until she's like fully in kindergarten. So tell me, how old are your kids?
So my daughter is 8 years old and my son is 3 and a half.
Okay.
Which is very important to him that it's 3 and a half.
3 and a half.
My oldest is 6 and then I have a 3.5-year-old and a 6-month-old.
Yay. Do you think there will ever come a time when you'll go, ugh, we can't really talk about them anymore? Like, we've shared all we can share. We should probably not talk about them anymore. We don't want their parents at school to talk about, listen to the show or them to hear it. Or, you know, is there a time when you're like, well, we should probably rein this in?
Well, it turns out that most of the topics that we talk about aren't specifically about them or specific. Like, we can talk about, for example, the topic of like friends, like our kids and their friends, right? Without it being, we have found that we can do it without being super specific. Mm-hmm. It's more about like, what baggage are we bringing into our kids' friendships? Yeah. And like, how do we deal with maybe friends we don't like or friends that we love? And why doesn't our daughter love that friend as much as we do? Like, there's a lot about parenting that is inspired by stuff our kids may be going through, but it's not that we're specifically talking about them. Again, it's a lot of what we try and focus on is how are we dealing with X, Y, and Z that our kids are dealing with? Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of, so far, it hasn't come up too much, or we just wouldn't talk about it. You know, like we just wouldn't bring in, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Our kids haven't gotten to puberty yet. I have no idea, like,
how they might react and,
well, what I would want to talk about that.
Right, right.
You know, because again, it would be about what do we want to tackle on this topic that isn't necessarily, you know, my daughter's breaking out all over. You know what I mean? Like, what do I do about her zits?
Right.
That's
right,
not what we're talking about. It's more like, oh, being a teen's hard. Right.
Yeah.
I feel like we'd be more of how we would approach that. So.
Yeah, I think it continues to be a healthy practice for us, just as parents, not even as hosts of the show, to like think about the ways in which what's going on it, like, affects us and how we're feeling, and kind of to like be aware of separating that from what our kids may be going through or what they may be doing. Just because I think so much of parenting nowadays is like, our kids are such a reflection of us.
Right.
Like,
sure.
Every little thing that our kids do is basically like us doing it. And like, there's so much of that that
I'm
is
so sorry, children.
I know. Oh my gosh.
It's just such bullshit.
Yeah.
But it sort of creeps in. You know,
yeah.
I find myself thinking that way sometimes. And I think it's always like a healthy practice to be like, oh yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
That's not me.
That is all her. That tantrum in the middle of Target, that is all her.
That's
I
all
have
her.
Nothing to do with that.
Work it out, baby.
Work
girl.
It out.
I'll be over here checking out Tupperware.
And I want to talk about your book. You guys, you wrote a book. That's amazing.
Yay!
Are you just like, so I'm so beyond excited and proud. Like that's what an amazing accomplishment. I'm very inspired by this. So I want to say it's, you're doing a great job. 100 ways you're winning at parenting. tell me, first of all, I want to read a little excerpt from it because this one made me laugh. So in chapter 2, great job with your baby. great job. You had a baby. This is part that made me laugh. You found yourself on the toilet with the baby. That's okay. This is a real achievement. You had to go and you did. You held and maybe even fed your baby while you sat on a toilet. So there's that. You know what? I can relate to that.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, it's true.
It's the reality of life. It's not pretty.
No.
But it's real.
It happens.
Yes. It's true. We talked about, I swear, like 90% of the inspiration of this book was the fact that no one ever told you your kid was going to poop in the tub. Like yes. No one ever said, like, there's no like parenting book out there that's like, hey, here's some things that are actually going to happen that we're not going to tell you anything about. And it's going to feel like your whole world has ended, but it hasn't, and you got through it.
And
right?
I love that you guys do it in funny, short, little excerpts. It's not like it's a, you know, a lot of times with parenting books, it's very involved and very deep, and like, you know, you don't have time to read, you know, really dig into like each chapter and, you know, et cetera. This is such a fun read, and it also just makes you laugh out loud, which is great. What parent and mom doesn't, you know, need something like that in their lives? And love how honest you guys are.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
What was the inspiration for this? You just felt like you wanted to take it to the next level? Like, tell me why you guys wrote the book.
I just gonna say quickly, but I just think that like one of the things we've learned from doing the show is that there are so many opportunities that we all have as parents to feel like shit,
mm-hmm.
like
sure.
about what we're doing. And also there are so many books or articles or, you know, BuzzFeed feeds, like 10 things you're doing wrong that you don't know about. Right. Like, I mean, it was too much. And I think when we sat down to decide what we wanted to write about, like mm-hmm. the overall theme was, we want to make you not feel like shit for being a parent.
Right.
Was really it. And Teresa, I don't know. Was there?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, a listener originally approached the show and said, like, you guys need a book. And we were like, oh, yeah.
That sounds fun.
You need a book. and then, yeah, I mean, it really came together pretty easily.
Yeah.
Like, it was really easy for Biz and I to sit down and just, like, think about all the little wins. Like,
yeah.
All of us are doing all of these things all the time, and we don't even count them towards anything. Like,
right.
They're not part of our to-do list. Like, they're not part, like, it's not something you scratch off your to-do list or, like, that you normally give yourself a pat on the back for. And, mm-hmm. and so we end up just feeling so crappy all the time because we're working so hard all day long and often all night long.
Yeah.
And we just never feel like we're catching up. And so instead it was like pretty easy to sit down and write, like, let's like shed some light on like every single little thing that we all do that is actually really hard that we actually did really well.
Yeah.
And let's feel good about that.
And it doesn't matter how you did it.
Yeah.
There's like a million ways that you did it.
Exactly.
But you did it and you are done.
And you nailed it. I also want to talk to you guys about your live show that you have coming up. Now, you've done live shows before, right? This is not new.
Yes.
Right? Yes, this is. Yep. Yeah.
So tell me about the one August 26th. It's at the Bootleg Theater, which is a great name for a theater here in Los Angeles. What do you guys do in your live show? What can people expect?
Well, it's pretty much like our recorded show. We're going to we come out. We check in about sort of what's happening currently in our parenting life. And then we have a topic, maybe any, but we've done bad habits in the past. We've done sleepovers. We just like whatever, like our show. We pick a topic to kind of get into. We have an amazing guest.
Kay Cannon.
I'm so excited. I'm sorry. My child started school today.
I'm so jealous. She's so funny.
Yeah, she's so funny. Pitch Perfect, yes. Girl Boss. Those are all of her projects. She's going to come on and join us, and we're going to talk with her about the topic that we are talking about. Mm-hmm. And then what's really fun is on our show, every week we do Genius and Fails, where people can call and leave us their genius moments of the weeks and their failures. And these are just sort of like all the things that are unrecognized that need a shout out. Like today we had somebody call in who changed her cribs to toddler beds. It didn't work out. She changed them back to cribs. And we were like, that's the most genius thing we've ever heard of. Good job. But then there's like failures too, where people come on and say, you know what? I got to the store after being out all day. I have like no time. I got all my food and I had no money on me. You know, like my wallet's in my other, you know, bag or whatever. Or the, oh my God, I got all the way home and the baby wasn't buckled into the car seat.
Oh my gosh.
Like, come on. Like that shit happens.
Yeah.
Like I just, like our fails are all about like, come on, guys, you're not alone.
Exactly.
And it's really fun to do them kind of live together. Mm-hmm. So like the whole crowd's just like, yeah, you did it. Or wow, you suck and we suck too. And like, it's really great. And we have trophies that we hand out, and that's a lot of fun. And then we also on our show have a segment called A Mom Having a Breakdown, mm-hmm. a Mom Rant. And this is where we all collectively together listen to somebody who's really struggling with something that we all probably have struggled with and just sort of give that person a real shout out of you're doing a good job. Yeah, it's just like a good time. It's just a good time.
It's always a lot of energy.
Yeah.
It's really fun. This one, this is our first time where we've done a matinee show, which I think will be really nice. We, as parents, are like really excited about the fact that it's a matinee. Because it's just a lot easier for whatever reason.
Especially
to, like,
in LA.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, oh my gosh. Yes.
During the day. And you know, the bar will be open.
Yeah, then we all get to go home.
Put some
day
drinking.
Crash. Yeah, exactly. So yes, we're hoping it's going to be a really good time.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And if it's anything like your show, I know it will be a blast because I love listening to your show. You guys have such a wonderful chemistry together and relationship together, and I'm jealous that I didn't think of having a co-host when I started my podcast because I literally talk to myself. I laugh at my own jokes, which I'm sure people are like, she's ridiculous. But no,
sometimes it's the best conversation,
right?
To be honest,
I agree with myself a lot. But no, ladies, I think it's really wonderful. I'm so excited for you and this book that you have. It's called You're Doing a Great Job, 100 Ways You're Winning at Parenting. I'm going to put information up on motherhoodinhollywood.com where people can buy the book, as well as information about your show coming up on the 26th. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. I know you guys are very busy between mom stuff and podcast stuff and book stuff, so I really do appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate you having us on. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
this feels
you.
Like one of those ones we should have connected a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. Well, now we're connected, so you'll never be able to get rid of me.
Yay! Well, thank you so much for
having
us
Heather.
On.
All right, you guys, have a wonderful week. And remember, I'm not a perfect mom, but I can play one on TV. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Balls.